Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back again today for largely clarifications. There's some new information, but largely clarifications. Please pay attention to Kim. Here's Kim.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be back. For the next couple of weeks, I could be here every day. Who knows? It kind of depends on the questions. As questions come in, you know, I think if you know, a few people have a question, I figure more than two people have a question. I'm going to come back and try to explain it. So I'm going to talk about two different things today, the Frontier install and the budget. I'm getting questions about budget, so we're going to talk about that again. First, let's talk about Frontier. Frontier did start taking calls this morning. I even heard from some residents that they took them before 8 a.m. And so that's a good thing. They're taking calls and scheduling people. Now, here's the real bad news. People have been put on hold for over 45 minutes with the option to leave your name and number, and Frontier will call you back. And some people are getting a callback appointment for like tomorrow or the next day in order to just make the appointment. Now, the reason this occurred, I got a phone call midday today, is that two-thirds of the incoming calls were from people who are not supposed to call in. Now, did you all get me on this? Now, I enjoy your enthusiasm, but ladies and gentlemen, if you are live in phase one or phase two, you're not supposed to call in. Now, when the system gets 1,000 calls, they can't handle the load.
Even if you live in phase three, if you're not in zone A, you don't call yet.
You don't call yet. You got to wait till the end of the month. So look at the schedule. Please do us all a favor. Don't call in. All it did was overload it. And then everybody who's supposed to call in has to wait 45 minutes on the phone or another appointment. So they did call me about that. And my answer was, I said, I have no answer except to tell you, you have my permission to not take the order and tell the people you will not help them until it's their turn. So if that happens, please don't be disappointed. You're not supposed to call in yet. So the only way to make this work is they're going to deny you service, real possible, starting tomorrow if you call in. So I'm kind of asking you, please just help us out here. The poor people in Zone A, they're on hold for 40, and they didn't expect that. They expected, you know, to be able to handle the calls. Now, the other part that was interesting was on pricing, I guess, as far as my explanation. This nice homeowner, and I'm not going to disagree with this person, says, stop saying we'll be saving money with Frontier. This person says, I will save $8, and your dues are $12. So, I can't dispute that. I can't dispute that at all. I would suggest strongly you investigate TV pricing with other companies to determine what's the best situation. Now, there is also no question that 70% of the homeowners here voted in favor of going forward with Frontier. My assumption from that is 70% of the homes will benefit. I also interpret that to mean 30% of you will not. But that's one of those vote situations where the board then went with it, that 30% of you are just outvoted. But please, check other TV plans. It could be beneficial. There's other things available. I will tell you, let's see, I had mine installed this morning, and I didn't make any changes so I could see the change. And my savings is $62 a month, which means after $12 to the HOA, I save $50 a month. There's mine. Now, I'm also not saying I'm going to keep what I have. I did that to convert to make sure it was exactly the same for just finding out what the savings might be. I'm real tempted to start going to local channels and start doing the streaming, YouTube TV or all that other stuff. It seems to, you know, you can save another $100. So it just depends on what you want. My lovely bride and I don't watch most of those stations too much. We watch the news stations, and then I like to watch, you know, the U.S. Open tennis, U.S. Open golf. That's about it. So let's see. No question, I do understand, as this nice lady wrote me, that if you don't use Frontier Internet, your dues will go up an additional $12. I got that. I understand. There's no perfect answer here. In the end, the board went with the 70% vote, and some of you, yes, your dues will go up, and you're basically helping all the rest of us. I wish it could benefit everybody, but it just doesn't work out that way. The Frontier has started some of the installs. If by chance, here's what could happen. If you call and they have an opening and it's near what they're doing, they might plug you in for an install before November 1. And that's okay. If they ask you, you're welcome to do it. I did have a resident who, bless his responsible heart, he told the person, no, the HOA said it begins November 1, so I don't think you should give me an appointment before November 1. Now, that's class, man. That's really something. But anyway, it's okay to take an earlier appointment, but don't count on it. There was just a few spots open, and that's why that happened. Lastly, please do not call in before it's your time. Okay, let me take a drink of water. Hold on. We're going to talk about budget. A lot of questions about budget. So let me lay the groundwork about this budget. When the facility closed down, we furloughed about 50% of the staff. That means 50% of the staff were furloughed and we were no longer paying them. Because of the loss of income, we're trying to reduce the cost and expenses. Naturally, if we don't have a gymnasium open, the golf course isn't open, we don't need to have staff there to check you in. But we still need to have staff to maintain things. You can't just tell all the golf course operator maintenance people to go away and just let weeds grow. You can't do that. You have to still maintain it. We can't just walk away from the buildings and say we're going to do nothing. You know, pools, if you don't maintain and clean pools, guess what? They turn green. They look like lakes after a little while. So 50% of the staff were originally furloughed in order to help make up losses. But we did lose a lot of income. Now, as we bring back, as we come back online, we then need to bring back staff. Now, even though the gym is not open, we still need staff for making reservations, for taking tennis reservations, pickleball reservations. It's not all done online. There's phone calls. We still have to clean. So as the club, as the facility started to open up and the people could play golf and play tennis, we need staff support to make it work. Some people are equating that because the clubhouse isn't open, we don't need any staff. Well, that's not the case. And in some cases, we need more. I'll give you an example. As we open those pools, we need more staff because we've got cleaning protocols. We're cleaning that stuff every hour. So we have to have staff ready to go out there and clean everything down. This doesn't happen by simply saying, asking residents to do it. It doesn't happen that way. So as we opened other areas of the club, we needed staff to come back. We have a lot of work, and the additional county protocols for cleaning put more people to work. Consequently, we've budgeted for 100% staffing for next year because we need to plan, and we are hopeful in planning, that the facility is going to remain open. Now, recently, the two gyms just closed, but we're not reducing staff at all because we still need that staff to deal with the rest of the complex. Now, when we were closed, the expenses went higher than the income because of the income drop. When these things happen, it is extremely rare that you can compensate for all of the expense of the income loss by just reducing costs. It just doesn't happen that way. So even though we furloughed half the staff, we still need staff for ongoing maintenance, which increases costs during that period of time. So the staff cutbacks does not compensate 100% for all of the income losses. So the budget for next year has an increase in operations of about 4.6%. And I'm still getting questions about why are dues going up? Now, one person did write to me, nice person, regarding wage cost. Kim said, or used basically the same message last year, that wages must increase given California law on minimum wage. He also said that one half the workforce has been laid off. So one might think the labor impact would be less than last year. Well, in the statement here, there's one part that was just misunderstanding. What I said was, and I've now just explained, is we laid off one half the workforce when we were closed. As we open, they're all back now. And we have to budget for 100% staffing for next year. Now, as far as me giving you the same message, I got to tell you, you will hear from me every year the exact same message. You can't maintain status quo of facilities and services without increasing dues by inflation. It's impossible. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, we got a board election coming up. And when somebody gets up there and tells you they can lower your dues, I urge you, ask the question, how? Tell me the cutbacks. Show me where the reduction is. There's no free lunch. There's no pie in the sky. So in order, you would have to cut, if you want to reduce dues, you would have to cut the maintenance or services. So for example, somebody says, oh, we can cut dues $3. I'm going to say, well, how? Well, what we can do is reduce the landscape contract by $3. Okay, instead of them doing landscaping once a week, they're going to do it twice a week. It won't look as good. All of us have a choice. You have a choice on the service you get and the appearance. And if you think it's possible to maintain facilities and services by reducing dues, you're in Never Never Land. That won't happen. Now, in the case of landscaping, if you all recall, we increased that amount of money by $3 in order to increase the staffing for the landscaping, in order to increase its appearance. You cannot get one without the other. You can't expect to have one per week service if you're only willing to pay for 2 weeks staffing. So many times people write to me and say, oh, they should be doing more. And my answer is, well, that's all their contract's for. That's it. We can't do any better. I'll give you an example. People write to me on the North Course and they ask, we would like to have the bushes are not trimmed enough. They need to be trimmed again. And my answer is, they're on a schedule of once every 3 months. If we move that schedule up, I got to increase your dues by $1.44 a month. That's the choice. Yes, we can do it more often. We have to raise dues to compensate. Most companies aren't willing to increase staffing and lower their price. That doesn't happen very often. So we have to deal with that. There will always be an increase in dues if we want to maintain the facility and services at the current level. Now the question is, are there other outside influences? Hypothetically, one is minimum wage went up 8%. We have to pay that. We have no choice. So when those costs go up, we have to pass that along. Now, those of you who want lower dues, you have to give up something. Less landscaping. Let's clean the pools less. That's a possibility. How about we mow the greens less? How about we vacuum less? How about reduce security? We don't have to have patrols driving around. We just cut that, and that would reduce dues. How about no earthquake insurance? That would help. So think about this for a second. You're at a given level. If you want to maintain that level, you got to play the inflationary rate. You just got to do that. Now, I'm going to tell you, anyone that says you can reduce dues without reducing maintenance or service is dreaming. I will argue that till I'm dead. Unless there are operational costs that can be reduced in the competitive market. Now, We try that all the time. We constantly go to bid with something, and we're trying to reduce the cost, but it comes and goes. It is not expecting that everything's going to just be reduction in price. So let me give an example. If you go buy a sandwich and it's $3, and you go to another store and it's $3, and you end up going to 10 stores and that sandwich is $3, and you go to a store and it's $1.50, I'd question whether or not that just might be the last sandwich you ever eat. Be careful. Things happen. So these are the judgment calls that the Finance Advisory Committee has to deal with. They're looking at every single contract all year long. We're price comparing in order to make sure, but then you got to be careful. You get what you pay for. Nobody wants the dues to go up. I don't want them to go up, but it's going to have to go up because I care more about the appearance and the service more than I do trying to save a dollar. I think what's worse is if we reduce dues and reduce maintenance and services, that's going to lead to deferred maintenance that will ultimately drive your house price down. That's the ultimate outcome of that scenario, in my opinion. Now, for those of you who want to reduce dues because you know you're going to move out in a year, I get that. I get that political answer. Go for it. Explain that to everybody. Those of you who wish you're here for the long term, that philosophy will not work. Now, I had one person write to me and said that I said dues were going to be 281. That's a misunderstanding. That's a mistake. I think if you go back through everything I've said, I did not say dues would be 281. I said this year's balanced budget is 281. And we got the benefit of an $8 reduction because of a budget surplus last year, which brought our dues to 273. But the balanced budget is 281, and that is the basis by which we decide how future budget will be increased. It's based upon that number. Now, the board still has to vote on this budget. Go through the budget if you got ideas on how we can reduce costs. Everybody on that board, we're all ears. We're trying. We have to pay too. Don't think that I'm volunteering to raise dues because I enjoy it. You know, these are decisions we make because we have to. Now, the board will be making the final decision on Monday. So everything's still on the table for discussion. Now, I wish there was a way to lower dues. I just don't know how you do it and maintain facilities and services. I've rarely seen that done. I haven't seen that done very well. So I think we need to be realistic. The goal is to try to be as cost-effective and responsible as possible. And I think the FAC has done a phenomenal job in trying to make that happen in our best interest. So but go ahead, look at the budget. Try to, get back to us what it's about. But a 4.6% increase, considering minimum wages at 8%, and we have to balance the two, given that we went through the losses this year, this is not bad. Our projected loss at the end of the year after this COVID shutdown mess is $48,000. This is pretty doggone good, considering. My private club, we're staring at $400,000 to $500,000 loss. To give you an idea, these things can be dramatic. So $48,000 is remarkable, in my opinion. In the meantime, hopefully that answers some questions about Frontier. Hopefully it answers some questions about the budget, that what's going on. If you have questions, please let me know. And those of you, please, if you're not scheduled, don't call in. It's just making it miserable for everybody who's supposed to. Take care. We'll talk soon.
One thing occurs to me listening to Kim. CVEP, the Coachella Valley Economic Development, had a webinar today that's on YouTube about real estate in the Coachella Valley. It's very interesting to listen to if you have the time and interest. Spoiler alert, real estate values here are going up dramatically. And the realtors say there's a steady flow of people into the valley from the Bay Area and from the coastal areas, and the people who are leaving for Arizona and Nevada, primarily Arizona. And the reason is lower costs and, to a lesser extent, but significantly, politics. So there's a big migration going on. The good news is your home values are going up. And so with that, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.